come together this morning. We have come to you and to no man.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We have sang all these songs to you and to no man. Receive the glory that we give you this morning, Lord. Receive the glory, receive the honor. None of us will say we made it. None of us will say we did it well. You and you alone are the one who deserve the glory. And even now, Lord, as we have given you all the glory and the honor, we pray that you will move in the lives of people this morning. We know there are people who need breakthroughs. There are people who need answers. There are people who need healing. There are people who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Will you please do that for them today, Lord? Will you please release those things today? We pray. We receive them even before we pray over people. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Just give your neighbor a high five and tell them the Lord will visit you today. God bless you. You may be seated. You guys must get chairs and sit there. Jy gaan hard werk vandag. Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Just a few reminders. On the 24th of next month, there's going to be a fusion meeting that is a couples gathering. Please let us get used to the culture of inviting people to our occasions, because they invite us to theirs. I get
us alone.
And we go. So couples invite other couples, your friends from other places. It will be right here in the auditorium. The topics are going to be financial wellness and also communication. Our speakers are going to be Pastor Hastings and Fundiswa Longwe. They are right here. They are sons in the house. And then we are also going to have Rwanda Rasuela, a financial advisor. It's 300 rands per couple. Please let's get also to the culture of paying on time. On the same day, there's going to be a singles seminar. Okay, let me tell you how. Okay, fine. Okay, let's correct.
Mam Ruth one choose. Amen.
Marla, it's a rare the single sir Rabo man.
Yeah, but the baby water. Baba number is. Baba is number like
a nimonya lo. Oh, you are going to hear that she's right. It's on the same day. So that part of financial wellness, the couples and the singles will be in the same service. And then when we deal with communication, The couples are going to hear about communication. And guess what? The singles are going to have their own meeting. The topic is going to be finding Mr. and Mrs. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay, on the 9th of February. We are going to have a short gala dinner for all people who serve in the church. We were supposed to do it last year when we closed the year, but it was just not possible. So on the 9th, the Friday, from 6:30 to 8, between 8 and 8:30, actually, only 2 hours.
Friday between 6 and 8:30.
All the people who serve, it doesn't matter you serve where. Come in. We've got a nice dinner for you. We're going to make sure it tastes lekker.
But what about the lang mo kereng? Yako katas ro kai tayar na li dinner for ena.
And then the very following day, the 10th, then we are going to look at
2024.
We are going to have a vision casting or a training seminar. So put aside the 9th and the 10th of February. On the 4th of February, I guess this is a Sunday, from 11:30 to 12:30, there's going to be Jesus Girls Leadership Academy. I was looking at the photos of the first, what was that first, what did you call it before? Kingdom Business School. I saw a girl there who is today a teacher, one of the best teachers in a school. She was part of Jesus Girls. I saw a guy who's got a good job now in a mine, who was part of, well, he was also part of the guys there. I want to say to you, these meetings, they prepare our children for Amen. The future and for the marketplace. I think I saw one who's doing a master's now. Do you understand? It helps. It shapes them. Okay. We would like to meet all of the areas, zone 2, zone 3, zone 4, zone 5, zone 6, zone 7, zone 8, zone 9, Master King, and others. Your leader wants to see you after the service today. Okay, quickly, I want to make a summary of what we have been sharing. Then we start praying for people. Last week when we closed, we were talking about the high priestly ministry of Jesus. Let's read Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 11. Please listen. If you don't have your Bible, listen to every single word. It says in verse 7, therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. In other words, if perfection came through the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not according to the order of Aaron? Meaning that If that priesthood of Aaron perfected people, why would we have needed another priesthood which is not under the order or the pattern or the likeness of Aaron? Verse 12, it says, For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also a change of the law. Verse 13, for he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the altar. In other words, this new high priest from his tribe, there's nobody who officiated in an altar. Please note that. Verse 14. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. So our Lord, this new priest, high priest of the new covenant, he comes from a tribe that Moses said nothing concerning priesthood. He's from the tribe of Judah. And it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest. So he says it now, it's very clear that this one, this priest comes from the order, the likeness of Melchizedek. Who has come, not according to the law, verse 16 is very important. Who has come, not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. Verse 17, for he testifies, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Verse 18, for on the one hand, one side, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. Verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. Which means the priesthood of Aaron never drew people near to God. Right. So Jesus descends from a lineage which is not that of Levi. He comes from a lineage that had some of the greatest kings in Israel. The tribe of Judah. When you listen to the blessing of Jacob to Judah, he said to Judah, Judah, the Lord, you are going to put your foot on the neck of your enemies. No, you are going to put your foot on the neck of your enemies. Which is another side of the definition of the word Judah. Adversity comes. The Bible says, James says, it is the testing of your faith. So sickness comes, something financial comes, problems come, things don't seem to work. Don't say, what have I done? Just say, it's time for me to rev up my faith because I know who I am. My faith is not going to fail this test. Amen.
So we have a priest who is in the order of Melchizedek. I wanted to talk about Melchizedek. I wanted to share a little about Melchizedek, but we don't have time. Maybe one day we'll have a full series on him. Revelation 1, 5, 6 says, and from Jesus, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us with his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He has made us kings and priests because he was a king and a priest. Okay, now, most of what I'm going to say from here on is just for the record. If you want to get to know it better, you will have to go to the tape because I'm looking at time. So, in conclusion, let me give you differences, therefore, between the Old and the New Covenant. Number one, the Old Covenant was a shadow of the New Covenant. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 says, for the law. Now listen, please listen. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things. Are you hearing it, brethren? It says the law is just a shadow. It is not the very image. So it means we do have to study the law and out of it extract the true picture. That's number one. The old covenant is a shadow of the new covenant. Number two, the old covenant was natural. In other words, it concerned rituals, ceremonies and sacrifices. Which were performed in a tabernacle made by man's hands. The new covenant was concerned with better things. Better promises which were made possible by one act which was performed in heaven. I want you to listen to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 16. It says, who has come? Not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. So Jesus did not come according to a law. He came according to power. The power of eternal life. Number three. The old covenant had many kinds of animal sacrifices. There were many kinds. There was the major one that was done at the beginning of the year. But there were many sacrifices that were made. The new covenant has only one sacrifice. Christ's body and his blood. In other words, his physical body and his blood. Number four, in the old covenant, the high priest would, it changed hands. No, it was going from hand to hand or from person to person. Because the high priests were dying. They grow old and die, and another one must take over. In the new covenant, there is one high priest who is a priest forever. Amen. Number five. In the old covenant, the high priest entered the Holy of Holies once a year with the blood of an animal. In the new covenant, the high priest entered heaven with his blood once for all, and he sat at the right hand of God. And another scripture saying, waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. It says, but he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Beloved, I hope this answers the argument that people will tell you there are many ways to God. God sometimes chooses that you should go through this way, and they will tell you, do not follow the God of white people. Jesus has no color. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If Jesus were to appear right now, you'll never see a white man. Yes, God chose to bring him through the Jewish nation. But it was God's prerogative. You can't tell God how he must bring him. But because he came through the Jews, it does not mean we, because he did not come through us, we must look for a way by which we can find God. Read the Bible. His name is Jesus. Jesus means Savior. I don't know how many saviors are there in the world. It's only one. His name is Jesus Christ. Somebody say, I hear you. Now listen to verse 25. Therefore, I wish it was there. Yeah. Look at that. Please look at every single letter. Let's read it together. Therefore, He saves to the. Do you know what it means when it says he saves to the uttermost? It means he heals. He protects. He makes whole. He provides. He preserves. He delivers completely and forever. Is anybody sick here? He has provided for that. Anybody needs a job here? He has provided for that. Anybody needs a Mr. Right or Mrs. Right? He has provided for that. Anybody needs protection? He has provided for that. If you doubt that, then you doubt those words to the uttermost. If you ever doubt God cares about you, you doubt those words to the uttermost. Why can he save to the uttermost? Because he does what? Since he always lived to do what? To make intercession for them. Many of us think that when, many people think it only means to pray for us. No, intercession, the intercessory ministry of Jesus is not just to pray. It means he is a mediator. He forever stands between us and God. If anything happens, he is able to say, I did it for them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Forever. Number two, it means he stands between us and the wrath of God. Because that wrath was put upon him. Number three, it means he is an advocate. He argues the case for us. That's how he intercedes for us daily. Individually. And I want to ask you, which human being can do that? Which human being can do that? There's no one. Number six, in the Old Covenant, the priesthood was taken from an earthly family. The descendants of Levi. In the New Covenant, the priesthood is taken from a heavenly family. The sons of God. So in other words, with Levi you are born physically, but with Christ you must first become a son of God. Number seven, okay, yeah, those are the differences I wanted to give you. Now, as I round up, listen to this. So, when you partake of the Holy Communion, you must understand the significance of the body and blood of Jesus. When you come into His presence to give thanks, you must understand what is happening in the Spirit. When you worship Him, understand what is taking place. When you make requests, come boldly. It's not about your background. It's about what Jesus did. Jesus has done everything to give you the right of entry. If you don't believe it, let me give you a final scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. It says, therefore, brethren, having what? Boldness to do what? To enter the holiest. How? How do you enter?
By the blood of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
You have a right to pray. You have a right to ask. Come on, Bazalwane, come on. You have a right to request because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 20. It says, by a new and a living way, which he did what? Consecrated. He set it apart for us through the veil. That is his flesh. Verse 21. Read it with me if it's there.
Having a high priest in the house of God.
Verse 22.
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
Oh! Let's read it again. Let us
draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
Full assurance of faith. Not doubting. Because sometimes, if you doubt, you are actually saying something about your right to enter because of the blood. So, Bazalwane, the problem is not Satan. It's not demons. Sometimes we need to build our faith. And look at verse 23. Maybe this is what we need to do. What does it say?
Let us hold fast the confession of our
faith. That's it. He's faithful. What makes him faithful is what Jesus has done. See, when Mama Joy says she is studying Christ, these are some of the things we need to learn. Man. I did not understand this thing of my salvation. Now I understand it. I tell your neighbor, I refuse to struggle. I refuse to struggle to hear God. I refuse to struggle to hear the word of God. I refuse to struggle with my old habits. Morana Jesu wai roba thato ya kwai wai beta Jesu.
Jesus Christ broke the power of cigarettes.
Ogasolo utsuba.
You'll never smoke again.
If you understand your salvation.
If you understand puluso ya.
You will never humbly again. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Jesus has broken it. People say, I have a sexual problem. No! You don't have a sexual problem. You have an understanding problem. You have a faith problem. If you know that he broke it on the cross, you can come there and say, I am a new creature through Christ Jesus. People say, I can't help myself. I steal. Not a problem. You've got a problem of understanding this one who has saved you. Sometimes I hear people say, hey, I get honor over love you. Because, hey, what am I doing? Lomo roofing, blah, blah, blah. Things are walking in the roof. Sometimes when I sleep, I see somebody pass. Yeah.
Among us, I struggle to sleep because I hear a lot of noise, sounds of people walking on top of the roof. Sometimes I can even see some picture or image of people or shadows flashing my eyes when I'm sleeping.
You know, let me finish here. When I was a young pastor, I stayed in zone 4. Stayed in zone 4. There used to be a dog that comes at night. It will wait for around 10, 11. And then it will come. It will ho, ho, ho. I can hear it from the top of the street. Ho, 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 ho. Until it comes very close to the window of my bedroom. And then it keeps quiet. And when it keeps quiet, I will feel this thing come in. An evil presence. 3 to 4 times a week, I'll be fighting. Until I said, I'm tired of fighting. You can ho, ho, ho as much as you like. I'm going to sleep. You know what? I slept. Let me tell you how far this thing can go. Because we are Africans. Let me tell you how far. The witches can come. Balize the drum inside your house. But if you know who you are, that he entered heaven for you by the blood of Jesus and Amarakasita Labosha, and you are seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus, you know what you will do? You'll open the window, and you close your window, and you go to sleep. Because you know, the Bible says, look at your neighbor and say, the Bible says, it's not you, the Bible says, there are servants of God. There are ministers who are a flame of fire, who have been sent to watch over you. Whether they are batagatis or not, they are there watching over you. You just raise your hands and say, Father, thank you that there are angels in my room right now. And you go to sleep. Because of Jesus. So we must understand how far has Jesus gone. It must become a reality in our brains, in our consciousness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's start here. I want to pray with anyone who says, Muruti, I want to receive Jesus Christ today. My life is not right with God. I want to give him my heart. And I want him to break everything that is ungodly in my life. If you are there, I want to pray with you. Now, because before we pray for people, I want to make sure we are all okay. Number two, I want to pray with everyone who says, no, I have backslidden, I'm not living right, but I am rededicating my life. Okay, is there anybody here who wants that prayer? Can you raise your hand now? Anyone who says, pray with me, Muruti, I want to make my life right with God. I want Jesus to become my Lord. Or I have lost my way. I want to come back. Raise your hand right now. Is there somebody again? Somebody else? I see a hand. Is there somebody else who needs this prayer? Okay. I see another hand. Is there somebody else? Okay, let's do this. Let's do it this way so that we save time. There's another one. Okay, let's do it this way. Everybody who raised the hand, can you please just stand up and come to the front? We're going to pray for you, but we are not going to take you out. Okay? Just stand up now and come quickly. Now, even if you did not raise your hand, but you want us to pray with you, please come. Even if you did not raise your hand, you want us to pray with you, please come. I want to ask the counseling department, can you please keep them in the service until we finish? Let's just deal with them. Pray with them. Whilst they come, Bazeix, I'm going to ask you to give us a little more time today, Agir. Is that okay? I want to ask, at the same time as we are dealing with them, those who serve the communion, let's go to the table. I want you to take this communion with this whole series in mind. I want you to receive this communion. Hallelujah. And thank God for the things that have been taught. And say, I know what I'm doing. Yes. I know what I'm doing. Eating this bread, drinking this cup. I know what He has done for me.
Amen.
Yeah. But let's pray with these precious ones. Can you please just raise your hands? I want you to pray this prayer with me. Erinda tya matla otlhe. Ka lebitso la marena Jesu. Ka jeno ke tla mo wena. Go tswa mo boteng ba pelo yaka. Ke a sokologa. Marena Jesu. Ke bua ka molomo wa ka. Gore wena o morena. Go simola ka jeno. O morena le mophulusi. Wa bophelo baka. Ke go tseya jaaka mophulusi. Ke amogela moya wa gago. O galalelang. Nthuse. Ke go philele. Ke tsamaye le wena. Lebitsong la Jesu. Amen. Ntate, re a leboga ka maphelo a matle a. I see beautiful young people,
yes, Lord Jesus,
here in the front, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Keep them, I pray.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, protect them.
In Jesus' name.
Infuse them with your fire.
In Jesus' name.
Infuse them with your word.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. If utwete something goes to long sahau, ke kopela o ile o tseya letswe le mama le sale mme morao ne. Okay, they are just going to take your things. You are going to sit together there. Agar re batla lo bona after service ba le sa tswarang selo ino yang le yana no somar no le dule together mola. Give us a song that reminds us of Jesus. And let's... Now this is what we are going to do. We are going to receive communion. After receiving communion, we are going to pray. Firstly, for every need. Whatever you want to believe, you want us as leaders to believe God with for you. When a pastor comes to you or a leader comes to you, tell them what you are believing God for. Tell them what breakthrough you are believing God for in 2024. And then they pray with you. When we finish with that, then, okay, let's do this so that it does not become complicated. This will include even sicknesses and diseases. The Bible says, is there any sick among you? And let him call for the elders. Let him pray over him. So whether it's sickness, whether it's a marital what, it's a job, whatever, come, believe God with the elders. When we finish with that group, then we're going to pray for everyone who wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the first sign they received is that they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit came upon them. So if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you shall receive power. The Holy Spirit is a gift to all of us. Then we will pray for those ones before we receive the offering. But for now, just stay in a spirit of worship. All the pastors and your wives, get ready. You are going to be praying for people. Let's give thanks to the Lord as we worship Him.
Sibuyise singa bakho sikholise
Gang.
Sitembe wena ulungeto lesu silaule silaule silaule
silaule
singaba.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Help us to know that you are for real. You are not the fiction of our imagination. You are real, you are alive. You are true and you are faithful. Today as we celebrate this table, let the reality of what you have done for us overtake our depression, overtake our anxieties, overtake our sicknesses, overtake our worries, overtake everything that contradicts what you have done for us. Bless the bread and the cup as we come before you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Bless the communion. Receive it now. After receiving it, say your short prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And then we'll be going to praying for people. Hallelujah. As they gather the cups, I want to first ask the pastors to come to the front. Pastors, e-pastors, come. Just come and stand up here in the front. Take it from the top, from the beginning.
Sibuyise, sibuyise, singa bakho, siqondise.
Okay, come. If you need that prayer, stand right now and come. I want to pray for you.
Silaule.
Ushers, please. They must make one line. Then they must make another line at the back. Line begins there to there, and another line. Help us, ushers.
Silaule, sing abajo, de los condi. Sing about. Oh, Satule. Sit down,
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we activate the power of the Holy Spirit now. That as hands are laid upon these ones, as faiths merge, you are going to give your people a breakthrough. You are going to reach out to their deepest needs and break whatever stands before them. In Jesus' name. Now, after they pray for you, you go take your seat. Okay? If the sound can help us, just bring the sound a little low so that the people can hear. KB, Tsepo, Mapula, just join the line, the prayer line, praying for people. Okay. Let's just have some music going. Start praying for them now. Let's just pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray for them. Let's believe God. Mandelebosa. Kiria mazara bakatelebosha bakasa. Father, we thank you. Makila basata karabaria shitara bakatelebosa. Lord, touch your people. Lord, touch your people. We have come for a touch, Lord, from you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare and decree breakthroughs. Maragita labasata karia mandorobo shalasa. Magita rabarashata kandiarebo sorobakati labasariate. Metele rebere sete kereba shata karamandi alaraba sekelebo miala masata kariatonde gerebosha mala masara baraki alaraba raketere boroshala makatisa reboroshala raba katasi araba. Lord, we pray that you release your hand, you release your fire, Lord, you release your power, Lord. We pray that you will reach out to your people. We pray that, Father, that you will touch your people. We pray, Father, for breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We pray for breakthroughs. We pray, Father, that the desires of your people, because of what Jesus did on the cross, because of the sacrifice Christ gave us, because of his blood, because of the body of Jesus that was broken, because of the blood that flowed, because he has come to heaven to represent us, because he's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Lord, salvation means healing. Father, salvation means preservation. Salvation means deliverance. Salvation means protection. Salvation means preservation. Salvation means prosperity. Salvation means forgiveness. Salvation is responsible for our breakthroughs. We pray that they will happen here, Father. We pray that they will take place. We pray that they will take place. We pray that will take place in the name of Jesus. Manda mangerebo sarabasaka tashara magiala rabasata karabara shetere basere barakashara basa Mangele rebo sete rabara shata rabakia la rabara sara barabediasa. Sia tuleka, sia tuleka.
Owe tu, tati ndao yako.
Oh yes, Lord.
Sita.
Give your people breakthroughs.
Sita. Every day and every day.